Chester opened his suitcase to get a fresh shirt. Lifting the suitcase to the bed had sent a pain of fatigue through his right arm. With the clean shirt in his hand, he realized he was not going to go out and call tonight. The town was too small. How many Americans in it? It was ridiculous. He'd have to check out of the hotel before the police came for Rydell. Rydell wouldn't let him check out. No, it was impossible. But Athens, that was another matter. Chester decided to go down and speak to the proprietor about the boat tomorrow. He might have to buy his ticket in advance. Chester put on the clean shirt. There was a knock on the door. Then the knob turned. Chester knew that it was Rydell. He went to the door.
"Who is it?"
"You know who it is. Open the door."
"I don't care to see you."
Rydell's shoulder crashed against the door, made the wood creak, but the lock held. Chester opened the door.
"Thanks,"
Rydell said, and came in. Chester thought for a moment that Rydell was drunk, but his eyes did not look drunk. Rydell swung the door shut carelessly behind him. He stood looking at Chester for several seconds, his thumbs in the waistband of his trousers. Chester looked away from his eyes, then back again.
"Just what do you want?"
Chester asked.
"I came in to kill you,"
Rydell said, his fingers moving a little at his waist.
"You know, I'll just say you were a suicide.
I've already planted the idea in the hotel keeper's mind." Chester had started to sweat, though he was not at all afraid. It was too absurd. He smiled slightly.
"And how are you proposing to do it?"
"Hang you. A couple of ties will do it. That light fixture looks substantial." Chester glanced up. The light fixture was not at all substantial, he thought. Not at all. He shifted his feet to a firmer stance.
"Get out of my room."
"Oh, no," Rydell smiled. "Maybe you'd like to turn me into the police first. You wouldn't want to die before you'd done that, would you? Do it now. What are you waiting for? See how far you get. You disgusting swine! Haven't you a brain in your head?" Rydell's voice was suddenly loud. He leaned forward. A vein stood out in his neck.
"Swine!
Get out of here. You're hysterical."
Now Chester was afraid of him. Rydell bit his lip. He became visibly calmer as quickly as he had flared up.
"I don't think I'll bother talking to you," he said, and walked to the door. "We'll continue this in Athens, all right? You'd better take the boat tomorrow, not the plane."
Chester did not say anything. He was looking at Rydell, but he had not moved from where he stood.
"Unfortunately, I'd better too. The police might pick me up before 3 tomorrow, and that'd give you time to get away from me."
Rydell went out and closed the door. Chester did not want to go down and ask about the boat now. Let Rydell take care of it, as long as they both had to catch it. He went to the door and turned the key. Then he undressed slowly and slipped between the sheets without bothering with pajamas. But he left the light on.